सस्याविहीनापराधलक्ष्यै चित्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्देऽस्तु चरणाय गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतवादि श्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे The teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given to Sri Sanatana Goswami. We should try to deeply go to all these in dialogue, question and answer. Then we will realize that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to tell Sanatana Goswami. Before this, I will begin. I have a question that if a man is so rich, his house is made of gold and diamonds, his wife is so beautiful and qualitiful, her husband is so generous, beautiful and having all these qualities. Beautiful sons are there, very qualified sons and daughters, very good name and fame. If you are in this position, what is the use of doing bhajan, giving up all these things? So I want to know the answer by the Navin Krishna Brahmachari will answer. Very shortly, that I say. You should be also ready for that.
Sri Navin Krishna, Hari Priya Prabhu, they have explained why we should do bhajan. Whether we are so rich, learned, having so beautiful body, having son, daughter, everything. Only some same lines I want to add, that you have heard that Jesus is part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is Satchidananda. So Jesus has all the qualities, not all, for some of the qualities, about 50 qualities of Krishna in his soul story. Understand? Krishna is such peace and Ananda. Jeeva is also such peace and Ananda, but not in soul. Krishna is in soul. We have very little, like a sprinkle. So if he is detached from Krishna, he forgets Krishna. Then he comes to this world and try to have so much pleasure. But in this world, what we think that this thing will give us pleasure. Like if we are penniless, the street beggar, if he gives some donation, that we think that we are fortunate. Next day he again can come and ask, you are now okay? I am okay, but I want that if you should give me a very good service for my whole time. Yes, I'm giving. Next day again he can, are you satisfied? He told that, I'm not satisfied. I want a beautiful home, house, beautiful garden, beautiful all these things. He supplied everything. He again came and told, are you satisfied? I'm satisfied to some extent, not fully. I want a very beautiful girl to my marriage. And beautiful. Yes. And anything. And he managed, he was married. Beautiful son, daughter, came. Are you satisfied? I'm some satisfied to some. I want a kingdom. Oh, one kingdom. I am giving you. Kingdom or kingdom. Are you satisfied? I want to rule over the whole world. Oh, no. He will never be satisfied. Never, never. Because it's a part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna has so much pure anand, pure pleasure. He has no pure, something lacking everywhere. He should see, internally see that. All what I told, even to be a goddess of Swarga heaven, Brahmaloka, not true. Having stuff and lacking everywhere, you see. I want to make you understand by a example. You know that if we take a stone and we throw up, it will go in a cart. And it will again come down. As your power means, it will go according to your power, so up. But it will go very little and again it will come. Why it will come? Now scientists are telling that due to law of gravitation. Because they are part of earth, a stone, anything in this world, all the metals are from earth. So they will come and they will stay on earth, and there they will not go. Take a drop of water. Water is part of sea. If I take a water and we pour it on the earth, it will go from the nali, drain, and drain will go to river. And this will fall to sea. If it is not going there, very little water, it will flow and fall. So air, it will go to the sky and will be cloud and again running, it will come. So this is the part of what is part of sea. And if he is in sea, he is. We know that plane
fire is burning, flames are coming. Why they are not coming to earth, towards earth? Why they are going to earth? Why? Balloon is also in the gravitation of earth. But why it is not coming to earth? Because air is not part of earth. So flame will go to sun. So when flame will go to sun, then it will be satisfied and will be his tea forever. And he will take it. You know balloon? Give air, rather balloon, air tight, it will blow off. Why? It is a part of air. Air is part of air. So it will be there. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna, Godhead. So, yes, by forgetting him, we are going here, there, sometimes being monkeys, horse, pig, stone, insect, sometimes demigods, beautiful person, woman, man. And seeking always happiness, but complete happiness has not come. In spite of pain, only misery and suffering. A man who is so rich, I have heard that Rockefeller, the establisher of that company, was so fat. So fat. He could not move. 6-7 persons were always with him to get up. And he used to go to his school, something to row. And so many persons used to take him to his school. Our baby stone, so many persons are helping him. And if he can take a glass of juice, half a glass, so many doctors will need it. So, Pachani, he cannot digest anything. So, always 60 doctors are around him. So what is the need of this? What happiness is that? And one day he will have to give up all these things and he will be old. Certainly. So in this world there is no happiness. All happiness is in Krishna, Godhead. And when we will meet him, then we will be. We can take pleasure there. Not in the world, anywhere. America is so much rich country, you know, and in science, knowledge is so much developed. But why these men, Americans, go to all countries? Why? Why they go? Lacking something. Always fearing. Always fearing. Kennedy was put down by. Always, now the president of America thinks that I should not be changed. He only was elected president 40 votes. It was chance that he was defeated. So always we are in this world of. In India we see that there is rich person or always fearing for God. So many gods are needed there. They cannot freely move anywhere. So this is not happiness. So we must serve Krishna, return Krishna. And by this way, we will feel all these things and gradually develop our bhakti. And we will have the darshan of Krishna and then whole happiness will be there. Without this, anyone can cannot achieve pure pleasure of happiness. So if we want to be happy, shantapriya, peaceful life forever, not to be old, not to be a child, having no disease, no problem at all, then you will have to do bhajan for Krishna, and then you will meet Krishna, and then you will realize that you are real life, otherwise you are all wanting happiness, that is why you are coming. Otherwise no. So we should try to realize what is Krishna, what is bhakti, and try to achieve that happiness by serving Krishna and Radhika. Now I am going to say something of what I did. And we are reaching to Varanasi, Kashi in India, on the bank of Ganges. Ganges is flowing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Now new disciple, new devotee, Sanatana Goswami is there. Sanatana Goswami has not any cloth. All were bored and told. Chandrasekhar Prabhu, where they were living, the owner of the house, he brought a new one, dhoti and cloth. And he tempted Sanatana Goswami that he used to take new one and give up your old and told and my last chapter. He told, I don't want new one. If you have old your dhoti, then please give me new one. I don't want. After that, he brought his own old dhoti. Sanatana Goswami Maharaj, into two pieces, and one piece is for his bahirbas and other for his door popping, you know, to cover the shame. One is very little, slightly. One year, slightly. And he was satisfied. Seeing this is Akinchan Mood. Really, it is the ground for bhakti. If you are not becoming like this, bhakti jati cannot seat on that. If anything, any desire, worldly desire is there, bhakti will come and go, but not fixedly seat. So Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the followers, Rupa Sanatana Goswami. We have so many desires. So we should be here. And do bhajan. But one day, in another life, with the previous impressions, we will lose all the disworldly desires. And then, heart will be pure, and after it is gladly come and sit and start. So, Sanatana Goswami made it. So yes, so bath also, upper bath, but inner bath is more essential. Krishna has covered all bad desires. more. If we can open, we see that.
Oh.
But fortunately, Christians cover. Others see that he has so much lust. Oh, he is Maharaj. But so many demons. But he cannot see because of that. Power to see. So, how a man can be miskinchan, give up his desire? If something can be realized, then you can be, otherwise not. Once a person came to Sanatana Goswami in Vrindavan, when he was chanting, remember, reading, rolling down on the earth. A Brahmin from Kashi came and told that Shankar, Mahadeva, Vishwanath, Kashi Vishwanath has sent me to you for some wealth because I have to marry my daughter. I have no actually anything, money. Sanatana Goswami told me, I have nothing, you are seeing. He told that Shankar has told me. That is why I have. Shankar cannot speak last. Tell that. Sanatana Goswami can tell. Certainly. Shankar is a poor, pure Vaishnava. He cannot tell you that. Then I have some words. Oh, he said, oh. One day I was walking and giving parikrama to Vrindavan. Touch a stone. If you touch iron, it will be gold. Powerful. Oh, I found that. But no need. I don't want anything worldly. So it is yielded for me. He kept it in a mud or and under sound sand. Near Jamuna. And he forgets that he has like that, a jewel like this. And he was chanting in the meantime. He remembered and he told that go to this place and make sand. And you will see that there is something. Went there and opened the covering of his hand and he got a very beautiful sarvapastra. Sanatana Goswami told that take this iron and touch it. As he touched and it became pure gold. The Brahmin became so happy. He became so happy. So Sanatana Goswami said, if I have and anyone asking, I will the last person, first person, the last person to be here. He took it and he advanced towards Kashi, but in the way he thought, this person has more valuable things. That is why he is gladly given me. So I could go there. He went again and asked. I think that there are so many jewels like this, more valuable than this. I want that. I don't want this. Oh, certainly you don't want. Throw it in Yamuna. Very far in the middle of Yamuna. Yes, and took it and
throw it.
As he went in it, very deep in water, then Sanatana Goswami told him, go and take bath from Jamuna. And he told that he should always remember, chant, sing this line. sometimes we will have pure devotion to Krishna. I am rich person, certainly I am rich. But by this frame I am rich. I am so wealthy. But because I have so much wealth of frame, if a man has no frame at all, being rich and free, everything here is very, very poor. And if anyone like Shankar, like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, having nothing, but they can give everything to whole world support. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually had nothing with him when he was in this, in the renounce already, you know. Only door and coffin. Door, coffin, you know? Nothing else. So, this prem, devotion, love for Krishna is our swarup sampatti. Is our
form.
Real. So we are not poor. If the money of whole world will be given to you, what will you do? You will eat or you will sleep on that, what will you do? And if a second, in the second minute you are dead, then what? Nothing. So really, wealth is praying, devotion. Yes, you are talking. Satan Mahaprabhu has come to give this. I also have been directed by them to go on the same line as Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, known as Prabhupada in all countries, has come to only to give this frame wealth. So we should try that. And to be rich. Otherwise we will hanker, always we will suffer. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is answering him first question. That Jilera Swarup hai Nitya Krishna. Who is he? Who am I? I am not anything of this world. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Jilera Swarup hai Nitya Krishna da. By our Swarup, by your soul constitution, constitution of our soul, Atma, Krishna's service is our wealth. If our wish is this thing, then Maya takes and becomes in Maya control. By constitution, bhakti is here. But say we give up and forget Krishna, then we come to the illusory Maya, thinking that I am wife of any person, I am husband of anyone, my father is here, I am the owner of this building, and actually all are illusory and false, quite false. So Sanatana Goswami, Jivere Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. Surjan Sakirana Jaite Agin Chala Chai Shabhavi Krishna Tin Prakar Shakti Hai. Krishna Bolite Jiva Anadi Bhairo Ate Maya Tare De Sansara De Dukha. Krishna Bolite Jiva Anadi Bhairo. I want to hear the explanation of Swamiji, what he has explained. Loudly.
Translation. Forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the external feature from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy, Maya, gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. Purport. When the living entity forgets his constitutional position as an eternal servant of Krishna, he is immediately entrapped by the illusory external energy. The living entity is originally part and parcel of Krishna and is therefore the superior energy of Krishna. He is endowed with inconceivable, minute energy that works inconceivably within the body. However, the living entity, forgetting his position, is situated in material energy. He is called marginal energy because by nature he is spiritual, but by forgetfulness he is situated in the material energy. Thus he has the power to live either in matter or spirit, and for this reason he is called marginal. He is sometimes attracted by the illusory energy when he stays in a marginal position, and this is the beginning of his material life. When he enters the material energy, he is subjected to threefold time measurement, past, present, and future. Past, present, and future belong only to the material world. They do not exist in the spiritual world. The living entity is eternal, and he existed before the creation of this material world. Unfortunately, he has forgotten his relationship with Krishna, and his forgetfulness is described herein as anadi, which indicates that it has existed since time immemorial. One should understand that due to his desire to enjoy himself, in competition with Krishna, he comes to material existence.
So many good things here. Everything is complete. We are part and parcel of us. Nature of jeev is to serve always Krishna. Anadi by mokh, there is a word. We are part and parcel and serving Krishna in Golok, Vrindavan or Vaikuntha. How we spell here? How we can hear? This is the question. If you are really serving Krishna and you are happy in this world, it is asset to come here. Jagatvanam vartante saddham paramamama. Those who go to Krishna and he begins to serve, he cannot come because Krishna is so attractive, so beautiful, so present, everything you like. Anyone goes to Krishna, even Putana went to Krishna and she wanted to kill Krishna. Very powerful poison, very powerful poison. She took in his breath and went to Gokul in this guise. Very religious and very beautiful lady. Mother. And Yashoda and Rohini Ma and all others were there. She at once took the child Krishna and he, oh, I want to love him. I want to give him breath. She was this child in mother, but she wanted to kill. What is it? So, she wanted to kill Krishna with so powerful poison, but he went in the shape of mother and took, and oh, very beautiful son. It is not your son, it is life. You have kept it out of your stomach. Why? Yashoda was seeing, Rohini Ma and seeing, and all others were there. They saw that we are not mother. Actually, she is mother. So beautiful. She took and gave his breast and pumped it with one hand. And took another hand here and pumped. Krishna, वो अपनी आंखों को बंद कर दिया,
close
his eyes, because he had come in the shape of mother, how can I kill her? So he closed his eyes, and he gets give us so much nourishing and what?
Charity.
Showing so much affection, no affection at all. Showing affection. Oh, you have come as a mother. You cannot be in this state, in demon state. I will certainly give you this motherhood. And always I will keep you in with me, never separate. So he took his breath and he also took his Atma also. Krishna thought that if I am drinking her milk and he dies, what to do? What can I do? Then he gave his mother position in Goloka Vaikuntha. And she never returned. If a demon goes to Krishna and he never returns, how all which were serving Krishna so sweetly, how they can come? So he has tell margin line. No? Margin? Never he start from marginal line here. Forever, never yet seen Krishna. His potency is like a seed potency, not working. If you give it in earth, give four water something, air will come, some rays will come, it will make it sprout. And after that too, after that so many branches and trees and flowers, so many flowers and so many fruits each year. Everything is in constitutive smell, in potency, in jiva, but they have not. So jiva are of two kinds. Understand? One liberated soul. They have never seen this world. They have not ever come in the control of Maya. And another jiva, this conditioned soul. We are suffering because we are not serving Krishna. By constitution you have in potency to serve Krishna, praying, sneha, everything is there, but it is covered with Maya. So marginal position he has. We should know what is the meaning of marginal potency. Then everything will be clear. By mind, extrapolation, tarka, yukti, logic, argument, we cannot be doubtless. It will not do, it will not help you in Krishna consciousness, because Krishna is beyond all these things. So you have to take shelter of any guru or Vaishnava. First condition is this. If you want to go to Krishna and to serve us, and our potency should come out, and real happiness we want, then you have to see any qualified Sasma Gurum Prapadeva Jitya Susheya Uttamam Shabde Parecha Nishanatam Brahman Yukushama. Srila Rupa Goswami has told something about this. If a man is doing chanting Hari name, no? He is chanting 16 or 64 rounds. He is worshipping Radha and Krishna. He is remembering the past times of Krishna. He is doing 9 kinds of bhakti, sravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padasivanam, archanam, bandhanam, sakha atma vedanam, or 5 kinds. You know 5 kinds of bhakti? Sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, bhagavat shravan, mathura bhava, srimukti shravan. These are prominent among 9 kinds of bhakti. And in these, 3 are prominent. Sravanam, kirtanam, chanting, remembering, meditating. Among them, Krishna is so much power. It can transcends all kinds of 64 kinds of bhakti, even all 5 and 9 kinds, everything is there. But if you are chanting yourself 16 rounds worshipping Krishna, reading Chaitanya Charitamritam Bhagavatam, it is not sufficient. If you are not taking initiation from any real and qualified guru, because you have no relation, it is like a husky. No. Anything without seed. Like rice, husk, but there is no
grain.
If you would take 100 months of husk and you should eat or give in making, any grain will not come. Any grain. So this is like this. It may be that in next day, next birth, you can have any guru, and then potency will come in name, in meditation, in chanting, doing bhajan. Otherwise, no. So, initiation is most essential. It is written that. Like Ajami, he went to Vaikuntha by. There was no guru. He was chanting. What became? He could not have any praying for Narayan or Krishna. Only he was swept from death. Only that. And he saw the arguments and talk between Yamadut and
Vishnu.
And by seeing the messenger, he has agreed to serve Krishna or Narayan. Then he left that place and went to Haridwar, and among the sadhus, being Vaishnavas, he was discussing Harikatha, Harinam, and he made guru, and then he chanted Narayan, Narayan, and then the messenger of Vishnu came and took him. So without guru, we cannot have this potency of Krishna name or anything. If you chant lakh but without you. But we see Haridas has no guru. Ramananda Saraj, he may have any guru but not written anywhere. So many persons, we see that they have no guru, but yet they are gone to Vaikuntha or they have gone Krishna praying they have. Oh, there are two things. There are two kinds of impressions. If you have impression in your past life so much, so thick, then you can come to this world in next birth and you seek real guru yourself. And if there is no past impression, so much see. Anyhow, you cannot know who is guru and not guru. But Krishna is so merciful. Vaishnavara is going here and there. Anyhow, by accident, it seems like accident, but not accident. By past impression, Krishna manages to have a guru. And by that guru, he gradually comes in the stage of sadhu sangha, shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava, up to these stages to sadhana. And after that, we go to Krishna. So, it depends on the mercy of Gurudev, by which we have taken initiation. So, Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami are telling Srila Rupa Goswami has quoted here from Mahabharata, Shantipat, Adhikshatya, Paramuru, Kritam Sarvam Nirasthakam. Nirasthakam, you know? Nirasthakam, same thing. Pashu Yoni, Aknoti, Dikshang Girahati Jana. If anyone has not taken Diksha, Rukmanandar and the Rukmini Champa, that without Diksha, without the initiation, all these Sukha Karmas, all the pious activities of anyone is without fruit. They go into the animal yoni,